This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. John White, WebMD's Chief Medical Officer and host of the Spotlight On series from WebMD's Health Discovered podcast. For this special two-part episode, you'll hear up close and personal journeys about being diagnosed with a rare type of cancer, multiple myeloma.
He looked at me. I have been his patient for more than 20 years. And he said, "This is really strange. You're an African American, age 57. I've never seen this before."
This back pain that you're continually having with no signs of osteoporosis.
No signs, exactly. And I didn't have any signs of osteoporosis in my family history.
Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is going on, Billy Up Sports fam? It's your favorite history teacher here with another midterm edition. That is another midterm midweek edition of F in Sports, the podcast where teachers grade sports biggest issues. I'm joined again, as always, for these midterms by my intern, Chris. Chris, how are we doing?
Doing good. Just got out of work. Doing better now that the Celtics won. If they lost tonight, I wouldn't be doing as good, but thankfully they pulled that off.
The Celtics pulled it off, and we are trying to pull off some big wins too with our latest partner, MyBookie. Everybody's trying to cash in on the next best crypto, but if you want a guaranteed way to double your money, all you need to do is use promo code FNSports at MyBookie. It's simple. Sign up at MyBookie with promo code FNSports, and your first deposit is immediately doubled all the way up to $1,000. How's that for a quick turnaround on your investment? With the NFL playoff race heating up and college bowl season just around the corner, double your firepower at MyBookie to get action in on the most important games of the season. Build your own props, create multi-game parlays, and take part in a host of MyBookie cash prize contests. This is the best time of year to both watch and bet on sports because you know who the winners are by now. Don't miss out. Double your first deposit by using promo code FNSports. That's FINSPORTS. And keep your eyes peeled for more exclusive holiday promotions coming soon at mybookie.com. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Chris, as we look at this important weekend in football, obviously it's like conference championship Saturday in college football. It's a big weekend as we're, you know, tightening up on playoff races in the NFL. One game seems to stick out, and it's a game, you know, I really like watching the Baltimore Ravens play football. I don't know how you feel. How do you feel about the Ravens and the Steelers? A good old, you know, blue blood rivalry.
Oh, it's a great rivalry. It's one of the better ones in football. And I mean, with the way it's been going the past couple of years, looks like it's leaning towards the Ravens' favor. But I mean, yeah, it is fun to watch the Ravens, obviously, with Lamar Jackson. The Steelers, on the other hand, they've been up and down lately, but I think this will be a very interesting game this weekend.
For sure. And our thesis for this weekend's game reads that the Baltimore Ravens will win on Sunday by more than 4 points. You hear that, and what's your grade initially, Chris?
So I said it was interesting, and the grade I'm going to give for it is a C-.
Interesting indeed. I'm thinking I'm probably closer to the B range. I got one or two hesitations, but our line is brought to you again by MyBookie. They have the Ravens at a 4.5 point favorite. Let's dive in. All right, Chris. So you gave the thesis a C-. Again, the thesis reads that the Baltimore Ravens will win by more than 4 points. Break it down for us. What are you thinking?
I mean, I think it's going to be a trap game, honestly. I think the Steelers, after getting embarrassed this past weekend by the Bengals. They're going to come out and want to prove something to themselves. And obviously, this game is in Pittsburgh. So beating the underdog at home definitely is something to look into. But I just think it's going to be a very close game, especially after Sunday night football with the Ravens and Browns. Ravens honestly didn't look that good. Lamar Jackson had, what was it, four picks. He wasn't playing his best. The Ravens defense hasn't been as good as it has been in previous years. So I think the Steelers might actually surprise some people this weekend and make it a much closer game than people expect.
Yeah, it felt almost like both of these teams were looking to this weekend last week. So the Ravens and Steelers are meeting for the first time this week, and they also finished the season with one another. This week's game is in Pittsburgh, so I think that's why we're at a 4.5-point favorite and not more like a 7 or something like that. It felt like you said, both teams did not show their best selves last week, with the Steelers dropping one to the Bengals and the Ravens winning an ugly one, I guess, against a very battered and bruised up Browns team. I went with the B. I think in my head, if both teams were theoretically using last week, if you called last week the trap game, getting ready for this week, Baltimore's best strikes me as a lot better than Pittsburgh's best. And that all hinges on, bluntly, Lamar Jackson. He's just a different kind of athlete and just very, very difficult for even the Pittsburgh Steelers defense to match up with. I also like Hollywood Brown. I would look at some overs on rushing stats. Anytime you're watching the Baltimore Ravens, make sure you hammer overs on rushing stats. You were closer to coming out even on this one. So what do you think the Steelers are going to do right?
I think the Steelers are going to pound the rock a lot with Najee Harris. He's been having a pretty good rookie year so far. I mean, the weapons for the Steelers, they still got Claypool and Deontay Johnson, which they can do damage from time to time. But I just have a feeling that Najee Harris is going to have possibly a career game this Sunday. That's just something, I don't know, it's just something I'm feeling, really. I think he's really going to come out and show out. And then Steelers defense, they haven't been the best at times. So, I mean, still got TJ Watt, and they still got some good players on that defense. So I think they might have a chance to shock some people.
Fair enough. TJ Watts is having a tremendous year. You mentioned Najee Harris. If, you know, Cristobal comes back, and we always do these every week, but if Cristobal comes back and tells you, yes, Pittsburgh does win, you're saying they're putting it on Najee, not on Claypool, not on Ben, nothing like that. It's a big running game for you on the other side.
Yeah, I think both ways for the Ravens and Steelers, it'll be a big running game. But, I mean, we've kind of seen it all year long. In parts of the last couple seasons, Ben Roethlisberger just hasn't been that great of a quarterback, especially this year. He's kind of showing signs of aging, and I don't know. I just don't think he really has much in him left anymore, so I think he might be handing the ball off a lot to the backfield.
Fair enough. Rushing heavy games, because I think Baltimore rushed the ball pretty well. You think Pittsburgh rushed the ball pretty well. Those tend to be lower scoring. The over-under, according to my bookie, again, our partners in my bookie, the over-under line is set at 44. Would you hedge under there? Or that seems like a really hard line if we're both thinking the teams are going to run the ball pretty well.
Yeah, that definitely is. Cause, I mean, if you're looking at 44, we're saying like 21 less each. Obviously, if it's a big running game, we can kind of expect that to be a low-scoring game. But 44, that's just tough. I think, honestly, although – we both expect it to be a big rushing game, I think the over might hit. I think there's going to be those just a couple big plays, maybe a Hollywood Brown, like you mentioned, or Mark Andrews for the Ravens. And then who knows, maybe Roethlisberger drops a couple deep bombs to Claypool and Deontay Johnson. So honestly, although I think it'll be a heavy rushing game, I think the over still has a very good chance of hitting as well.
Yeah, I really also would hit the over here, I think, and maybe that means that we're both going to be wrong, but I think the deal is it strikes me as like a 30-27, because Pittsburgh always has a couple two-point conversions in there somewhere, like some sort of a weird math, like that kind of a game, not a 24-20 type of game, and I guess that's why I'm thinking it'll be a little bit more than 44. If it were like 56 or something, I think I'd be under, but 44 seems low for me. As my bookie mentioned, there is a lot of great football on this weekend, both college and pro. Not that I'm going to ask you where you're putting your money necessarily, Chris, but what else are you looking at this weekend as far as college or pro football games?
For the pros, I'm sticking with the divisional matchups, specifically the primetime ones. Sunday night, it's Broncos and Chiefs. Chiefs are minus 10 according to my book. Yeah, they're 10-point favorites at home against the Broncos. Broncos have been a questionable team, if you want to call it. They've beaten up on good teams like the Cowboys and the Chargers this past week. But then there's been the game like the Eagles game a couple weeks ago where they kind of just did nothing. But I think they might be able to shock some people. And obviously, me being from Boston, being from New England, I'm definitely going to be looking at the Monday night game with the Bills and the Pats. Bills are 3-point favorites at home. Pats haven't lost since they played the Cowboys a month and a half ago. I think those two games are going to be two of the biggest games to determine the playoff picture, especially with the Bills and Pats. That's really going to determine the AFC East for me.
Interesting. So you stuck with pro ball. If I'm going to college ball, I think the interesting bet here is I never see Alabama with a positive next to their number. So seeing Alabama at +7 makes me be like, oh man, I'm throwing that. they're predicting, or my bookie is predicting Georgia wins by 7 here. I weirdly think that's because they're got to be anticipating a super low scoring game. Because if you just look at what Georgia's done, they have not given up a whole lot of points. Alabama obviously has their own tremendous defense, and so this could be kind of a replay of Georgia's early in the season game against Clemson, which was 10-3 by the end of it. I don't know if I'm going to tell you to take Georgia or Alabama there. I will say the over under is set at 49.5, and maybe I'm talking myself into it after watching Georgia play and watching Alabama play. I'm taking under there. I really don't know that. I know college football is very high scoring. I see this being a low scoring, grinded out kind of college football game. The other college football game I think is interesting is they've got Cincinnati favored by 10.5 over Houston in the American Championship. Cincinnati is a group of five team trying to play their way into the college football playoff. I wonder if they're going to try and put up style points, right? I wonder if they're going to try and go for the 20, 30, 40 point just because they want to ensure, not knowing, because they play at 4 and in Alabama, Georgia are also playing at 4. If Alabama beats Georgia, there's a real argument to have both of them in the Final Four, and we can get into that in next week's full-length episode if we want to. But Cincinnati might need to have the impressive win at the same time, and so I could see them pushing that out. The other college game I would point out too, and this is me being a Texas homer, but the Big 12 championship game, they've got the over-under set at 46. If you watch Big 12 football, teams score 46 points on their own quite frequently. And so I would take the over there. I talked for a long time, Chris. Are there any other, you mentioned one pro game, any other pro games you're looking at this weekend?
Not games necessarily, but I was looking at the offensive rookie of the year lines for the NFL. And right now, Mac Jones is a minus 500, which if you said that a couple weeks ago, I think a couple weeks ago, he was probably plus one something or two something because first half of the season, Ja'Marr Chase looked like he was the automatic rookie of the year. But that race is definitely heating up right now. I'm not necessarily sure if I would take Mac Jones right now. I think it all really all depends on what happens in those two games against the Bills. But that bet is going to be something to watch for going forward.
Yeah, it's interesting because, like, if you'd have told me that the quarterback for the New England Patriots atop the division with Bill Belichick coaching him was going to have a award winner, I'm like, oh yeah, that tracks. I wouldn't have thought anything about it. But I think you're right that, like, a month ago we were all kind of on the Ja'Marr Chase bandwagon, and not that he's had any less stellar a year. It award season tends to favor quarterbacks, and that's interesting. The other pro line I would look at. They're predicting a really close game between the San Francisco 49ers and Seattle Seahawks. They got it at -3.5. I have not thought Russell Wilson looks like himself, and so I might favor San Francisco by a little bit more there, just because, frankly, until I see Russell Wilson perform like himself, I don't know that I can bet on him to keep a game close. It does feel like every game he plays that he's healthy, and it's a close game for whatever reason, and this usually goes Seahawks way, but that might be one I'd keep an eye on. You mentioned Kansas City and Denver. Denver's just so weird. I don't know how you bet on Denver right
I know, it's crazy.
now. And anyway, if you want to get in on the action and have fun with all these games this weekend, because again, it can make the games a lot more fun. It's already gonna be a fun weekend of football, both college and pro. Make sure you go to our partner, MyBookie. Crypto.com. Everybody's trying to cash in on the next best crypto, but if you want a guaranteed way to double your money, all you need to do is use the promo code FNSports at MyBookie. It's simple. Sign up at MyBookie.com with the promo code FNSports, and your first deposit is immediately doubled all the way up to $1,000. How's that for a quick turnaround on your investment? With the NFL playoff race heating up and college bowl season just around the corner, like we just mentioned, double your firepower at MyBookie to get action in on the most important games of the season. Build your own props, create multi-game parlays, and take part in a host of MyBookie cash prize contests. This is the time of year to watch both and bet on both college and pro football, because you know who the winners are by now. Don't miss out. Double your first deposit by using promo code FNSports, and keep your eyes peeled for more exclusive holiday promotions coming soon at mybookie.ag. You'll be hearing about them here as well. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Chris, it is a midterm, but we're running late here. Tell folks, where can they find you and your fun stuff at?
So, yeah, I'm pretty active on social media, mainly Twitter, with my sports takes, which people like to call nonsense sometimes, but I don't really care. My handle for that is at Chris_Sliwa7. Same thing on Instagram, just no underscore. And like I mentioned the past couple of times, me and my friend were running the Best of Beantown podcast, but we're both graduating from college this semester, so we decided we're going to call it quits with that. It was a good run this year with that, but be on the lookout for January 2022. I've been thinking about starting a podcast by myself for a very long time. I just haven't gotten into that yet, but I really want to once school ends soon. So be on the lookout for that very soon.
Oh, nice little teaser to tell people, look, I like it. My personal stuff and all the nonsense that, like Chris mentioned, is always found on Twitter at Painsworth512. That's PAINSWRTH 512 on Twitter and Instagram, if that's your jam. And this show is on Twitter and Instagram. On Instagram, we're at F_N_sports. And on Twitter, we're building quite a following. Come check us out on Twitter. We're at FNSports2. That's FINSPORTS number 2, all one word on Twitter. Be sure, after you check out MyBookie, to go through and like, subscribe, download, rate, review, do all the wonderful things, help out the podcast. And when it comes to sports, don't flunk with us. Later, guys.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.